This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an online platform that helps you find a therapist that will match your needs. BetterHelp offers live video chats, open discussion conversations with real therapists in real time if that's what you need. I personally love it and have used it now for almost 2 years. I would really recommend if you need someone to talk to that is not in your family or your friend circle that you reach out to betterhelp.com and you will receive 10% off if you use my code BGP. So again, that's betterhelp.com/BGP to find the right online counselor for you. Hi, welcome to Big Girl Pants Podcast, where we talk about health, wellness, careers, parenting, relationships, and everything in between. I am your host, April Melton. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to Big Girl Pants Podcast. We have a very special return guest, a very special return former co-host with us today. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Kimberly Shapiro returns. This is a very special and near and dear episode for me. And today we're going to talk about self-care. And
we categorize
solo
it
traveling.
Solo traveling.
Hell yes.
And why you need to do it.
And I just want to say for everyone listening, the podcast is probably going to take a little bit of a turn, like in direction. I had some really cool conversations with the last guest that was on, the guy that we talked about Botox and all that stuff. And I really do think that I'm going to maybe segment the podcast into like, it's time to put on your big girl pants and learn about X. So like today we're going to learn about solo traveling and why you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like the most important and very relevant guest to talk about this. But I'm excited, and I asked you to come on because I value your opinion and I respect you so much. And when I saw that you were going on this trip, I was like, you have to talk about this. Like, I have to hear about this because you and I are so similar in so many different ways, like in our marriages and with our kids and all that stuff, that I was like, man, how cool. And like, how long did it take you to get to that point where you're like, okay, I'm not going to wait on anybody else. Like, I'm just going to go do this because this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll talk about the trajectory too, like how that really started, because it wasn't super solo in the beginning.
Right.
It kind of morphed into that. So I'll kind of start with that.
Perfect. Huh. So tell us all about it.
Oh, so
how are you? What are
I'm
you
good.
Doing? What's going on, Shapiro?
I know. Oh,
welcome
so
back.
So many different things. So many things have changed. Actually, not much.
How's work? Are you busy as
work
hell?
Work is good.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. No, it's really, really busy. The challenge right now, which I'm sure you're experiencing, is not finding jobs, opportunities for people. It's finding people for opportunities.
For opportunities, yes. And for anyone listening, if you're looking for a job and you work in like any office setting, reach out to me. If you work in finance and accounting, reach out to Shapiro.
it is insane. I've never experienced on this, like my time in staffing, which is approaching 15 years.
Yes.
A ghosting with professional staffing where a candidate will get an offer. We're talking a CFO.
Yeah.
Will get an offer.
Yes.
And they will just ghost.
Yes.
After acceptance.
Yes.
So
they like just don't show up to their first day making $200,000+ a year.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't even care if this is a $50K job, a $20 an hour job, or a $300,000 a year job. Y'all, listen, it is a small world.
Small.
And I'm telling you, especially in DFW, somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows you.
Yes.
And this is just not good. It's not professional. And it will bite you in the ass one day. So you've got to, and how hard is it? If you really are so scared of confrontation, then text. Just shoot a text that says,
an email.
Whatever.
Just you don't have to look at my face.
I am so sorry. I have chosen to go a different direction.
Right.
I know you work so hard on this. Or if you don't even want the fluff, fine.
Right.
I'm peacing out. Bye.
Yes.
I mean,
something. Give me something.
Something. Just so that we, you know, can go back to the client and tell them you've chosen to go another direction. And I really don't even care if it's the peace sign out. You know, whatever.
I'm going. I'm leaving.
Just tell me that you're done skis, because it's frustrating.
But not only that, it's like for an on an existential level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Do you like being ghosted? Does anyone like being ghosted?
Yeah, and if, especially at that level, you are hiring people for you. How do you feel when that happens to you?
Like a piece of trash.
And y'all, I believe in karma.
Me too.
So just keep that in mind. What goes around comes around. And
literally all of it.
It's going to happen to you. So anyway, in a nutshell, it's great. I've got an amazing team right now.
Yeah.
My partner in crime at the office is amazing. He and I are, I feel like we're really building something pretty damn cool.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. So we are getting along really well and the company is thriving and doing really well. Our staff is amazing. We've got a lot of talented people.
Yeah.
We just, one cool thing, it got really hard to find experienced talent.
Yeah.
As we were just talking about.
Yes.
So I developed a training program for green people. So, you know, people who have no experience at all.
How was that?
It's working out. They're actually, I can see some of these people outperforming our seasoned people. So it's working really, really well. They're hungry.
Yes.
Like they're open.
Yes.
They want to learn.
They don't automatically poop on jobs because they're like, well, I don't want to work on that. I don't want to work on that client. I have this preconceived notion about that client that I don't want to work on or whatever.
Exactly. And the last class only had two people. They were kind of the pilot and they closed, both of them closed deals. One closed two deals in the first 6 weeks on the job, direct hire deals.
Hell yeah.
Jobs that other people just didn't want to work. So it's beautiful. Which it's working out really well.
As salespeople, I just don't understand why you just wouldn't want to work on something. I understand.
You know what?
When that it gets frustrating, but it's like, at least try.
Well, I think the thing is, though, as a recruiter, if you're sitting in the recruiter seat and you've got four pages of an Excel doc of open opportunities,
it's insane.
You're gonna kind of cherry pick
the ones that are easiest to close.
Yeah, that or gonna pay out the most, right? So I get it. Yeah. I totally get it.
True.
And if they're low-hanging fruit, so to speak, then I can see how that they would say, I want to go to these over here.
Yeah.
I can put nicer, sparkly jobs. Yeah, like I can put nicer shoes on my kids with that one. So I get it.
I know.
But yeah, everything is good. The girls are so good. Taylor just had her second baby who is now 4 months old, I think, or three. Three. Oops, I'm a bad go-go. Let's see, what else is new? I think that's it. Everything is just so
easy
and fun.
That's great.
Yeah, life is super easy right now.
I love it.
We were talking before I got on, before we aired, that Brad and I sometimes talk to each other. We're like, how is this our life? Like, it should be harder. Like, life should just be
harder. Why is it so easy right now? What's going on?
Yeah.
So that's because you're dinks. No, you're not dinks. You are empty nesters.
Yes.
So you don't have any kids at
home. What's a dink?
Dual income, no kids.
Oh, gotcha.
Which essentially you are, but you don't have kids that live with you.
Right, no.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have, you know.
I have kids.
Yeah.
They're just not babies anymore.
Well, you're an empty nester.
Yeah.
You guys both work, so you're both busy during the day, and then you come home, and then you just chill and whatever. Yeah.
And we are so, both of us are so regimented.
Yes.
That it's just like we have a jam.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing every day. We know exactly what to. And
it's
some
a
people
flow
would,
state.
Some would call that a rut.
No.
And we call this peace.
Exactly. We call that consistency.
It's
lovely.
Peace.
Okay. So, I want to hear about your trip and kind of how you made the decision to and how it evolved
started that
into like a self explorative
trip. Well, it actually is a story. So I'm married to a very interesting human.
Mm-hmm. And also introverted.
He's also very introverted and also very frustrating.
We married the same man. He's just like 30 years older than
me. Yeah, he does not like to travel. He hates traveling, in fact.
Why does he hate traveling?
He doesn't like the chaos of travel. Once I get him to wherever we're going, he can have fun.
Because you just went to D.C.
I did get
it's totally different.
That is not something ordinarily he would have done.
I know, which I was like, when I saw those pictures, I was like, whoa, what the hell's going on?
Well, it was on the tail end of me coming back from Sedona.
Yeah.
And that was a work trip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Brad, just go with me. You've never been to DC. Just go with me. The hotel room is paid and
just come.
We did have to pay for one night, but
whatever.
Ultimately. So he agreed. And I think it was because I had left him for 7 days to go to Sedona.
He's like, I don't like being alone.
He's like, okay, I'll go.
I don't like this.
But normally, we went to Mexico for the work trip.
Yeah. And you guys vacation. Let's not.
We do. Now.
Right.
It was always a very tense discussion for the first 20 years.
I like the vocabulary. Tense. It was not contentious, right. But it was tense.
But you know what started it? I will say I have been traveling not solo, but without Brad since we got married.
So you never let your husband's lack of interest for traveling impede on your interest for traveling?
Hell no. And let me say that I was 23 years old when we got married. So it's not like I was this 40-year-old independent, financially independent woman. No, right. I married him as a single mom with $0 in my pocket, right? I had no money. But I still was not going to let him dictate
what
I want to do. Right. So I just like, you do you, boo. Like, if you don't want to go, then that's fine. But I'm going to go.
Okay.
So that's
there was no issue with that?
Always issues, but I didn't care. Always issues.
I but, love you. You know, you're my spirit animal.
I think at the end of the day, you have to not own someone else's shit. So if somebody else is feeling...
It's not my burden to carry.
No, if they don't want to go because of whatever reason, then don't force them to go. And don't be pissed at them because they don't want to go.
Right.
But you don't not go because they don't want to go. Whatever that is.
Don't stay home and be miserable because this person doesn't want to go.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it could be something as small as back when the kids were little, we used to like to go out to eat.
Yeah.
And Brad never really liked... He would go to Mexican on a Friday night. But outside of that, he was never...
My God, we married the same
he
man.
He didn't want to. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going. I'll bring you something home, but we're going. And we would. And we'd leave him at home.
You guys still do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, way more brunch outings without Brad than with.
Yes.
But anyway, it started, so it's always kind of been ingrained.
Yeah.
And then when I wanted to do things years ago, I got invited to go to, I think Hawaii might have been the first trip. It was my mom and her girlfriend, her neighbor Maureen, who were going to go to Hawaii, and they invited Brad and I to go. And because it was like this dual, it's like a timeshare type thing, but there were two rooms.
Yeah.
And so it would have worked out pretty well. Well, anyway, long story short, Brad did not want to go and didn't want me to go without him. And I'm like, oh, that's cute.
not.
All I have to do is pay for a plane ticket to go to Hawaii.
Bye. Love you, bye.
So that, I think, was the first like funsy trip that I went without him. But I was always...
How
like,
was it? Was it funsy?
Oh my God.
Did you have your best? Did you live your best life?
It was so great. One of my most favorite trips of all time.
Yeah.
My aunt wound up going, my mom was there, and we just had so much fun. And it was just a very memorable experience. And I'm so, so glad I went.
Yeah.
And then Kylie, there's others. Like, we had a lot of, my family is kind of dispersed across the country. And so there would be July 4th, you know, lake
here,
parties in like Missouri,
here.
Like the Lake of the Ozarks and things like that. And Brad would never want to go. And so I would pack up the kids and a couple of their friends and off we'd go.
Okay.
For, you know, 4 days without him.
How did you learn this? Like, where'd you get the balls to do this?
I don't know because truth, well, my mom's
You're
pretty
like
ballsy.
In my blood. It's in here.
Well,
I can't.
My mom is pretty, like, she'll do what she wants to do, but I didn't have a dad who never wanted to do things. So,
yeah. So you didn't know, you were like, wait a minute, I'm a little bit confused at first.
It was weird.
Right.
It was also hurt my feelings. Like, that's the thing I want people to understand is like, it's not that I didn't have any feelings about it.
Yeah.
It did hurt my feelings that we weren't doing things as a family and that I was having to go and do things without him. But I'm not going to not do things just because my feelings are hurt and just because you don't want to go. So you just kind of have to slough it off and let you be in your corner. And I'm going to go experience the world. Bye. And we did.
Because this is what I'm interested in.
Right. But I didn't grow up with that. My dad was very adventurous and,
and
loved
involved.
Going places.
Like he's all about it. He's bowed about it. He's down all the time.
Always.
Lou is down.
Always.
Yes.
Yes.
He's trying to go everywhere. Okay. Yeah. So do you think that... doing those things and setting that example for your daughters has like created how healthy Taylor is about her boundaries and like how she still goes on girls trips even though she's had children and like she still
100%
does.
100% yes.
Yeah.
I shake my head no, but I say yes. So 100% yes. I know for sure because she's told me that. Like,
yes.
You know, watching me.
She's like, Mom, you created this for me. Like
well,
you kind
just,
of...
Even from a self-care
trail.
Perspective, years ago, Taylor wrote the most beautiful post on Facebook and I think it was right before she had Micah. And she was like, it was a thank you to me for showing her what true self-care was like locking your kids out of your bedroom to take a bath or, you know,
leave me alone.
She's like, it was funny when you read it, it's kind of funny because it could be perceived by some moms as rude, but
right.
I had strict boundaries when we were growing up. I think we've talked about this on the podcast
Friday
before.
Nights, you were like, go upstairs, play with your toys, play with your sister,
even
whatever.
Every day, like when I would come home from work, Brad got 30 minutes. So I'm like, the kids would have to go upstairs to their rooms and play, work on homework or whatever.
Okay.
And that was my time with Brad.
Yeah.
And I would cook and then we would eat dinner together. We were always pretty good about eating dinner together.
Yeah.
At the table. But that 30 minutes when I first got home, that's Brad's time. And it always was. And we honored that. And then the kids could come down and we would have family time.
Because at the end of the day, if your relationship is not like the priority, then right. it might not last through stressful things like kids and family events and deaths.
Do you know
and
what's
trauma.
Funny?
And all that.
Had I not done that, had I not honored alone time with Brad to develop a true friendship with him,
yes,
I don't know that we would still be married today. In fact, I don't think we would, because we did have a lot of issues. We had
sure.
like this would be one.
Right.
And just the way that we our parenting thought process is very, very different.
Of
and
course.
The way that we communicate is very, very different. I mean, everything is...
It's like you're saying my life out loud. It's so crazy.
So different. So I think because he was my friend first
yeah.
And my spouse second, which sounds a little weird, but like Brad...
No, that's so important.
First person I want to call anything, good, bad, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I want to call Brad first.
Yeah.
Even when I know he's not going to give me a response that I want.
Yeah.
He's still the first one
Same.
I want to call.
Yeah.
So had I not honored that, I don't think we would still be married because we had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Like I even left. I mean, there was a time when, you know this, but Kylie was a senior in high school. Taylor wanted to move back home after moving out because she wanted to go back to college. And I always told my kids you could live at home as adults if you're in school.
Sure.
And so Taylor wanted to go back to school. She moved back home and Brad was acting like the biggest shit on the planet. Like he was just not handling it. He's like, I was so close. And now they're
being kid free.
Yeah. Now we're all back together in our house, which our house was not big.
Yeah.
And now you've got, you know, 3.5 adults living in the house because Kylie was almost there, but not quite.
Yeah.
And he was just awful. So I said, you know what? I'm divorcing you and the kids. I'm going to go get an apartment and I'm going to live there for 1 year so that Kylie can have a fun senior year.
Yeah.
I'll come home and visit you every weekend because Taylor was an adult so she could stay with Kylie in the apartment over the weekend.
Sure.
So I went home every weekend to stay with Brad and Brad came to dinner at our apartment on Wednesdays.
Wow.
But I'm like, you are not allowed to live with us and I don't want to live with you because you're a shit. So you don't deserve to have
what
us.
What did he say when you did that?
That was not good. That was...
Did he say, like, that's so financially irresponsible?
No, he was not... This was a... Like, he thought our marriage was over, so he was not... He was
happy with it.
No, he wasn't arguing. He wasn't... He was very sad.
Oh.
No, it was a very...
He was, like, panicking.
Yes,
like
he was
upset.
Panicking.
Yeah.
So this wasn't... No, he never said anything that would have started a fight because he was definitely feeling like, I'm not holding the cards here.
Yeah.
So he was on good behavior. And he did take the girls.
He was on his best behavior.
He did take the girls to dinner, though, and I guess he cried. And Brad's not a crier. I just think I've seen him cry like once when the dog died years ago, and then, you know.
That's
this,
it.
And then this story. So, but long story short, it was 1 year. I came back home after Kylie graduated.
Yeah.
And
well,
we've
you
been
did
great
what you
ever
said
since.
You were going to do.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a very optimistic, very
Me too.
Happy person.
Yes. Glass half full all the time.
I like to be happy.
This bottle is almost full.
Don't mess with my happy.
And when I wake up, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm a morning person.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Same.
I'm all the time. This is just how I live my life.
Yeah. People who mess with my happy.
Yes.
Are not going to get to stay in my circle for very long.
Yes.
So
marrying someone who is more on the pessimistic side mm-hmm. or on the not always happy or not always sunny side
yeah.
is lovely because it's a balance, right? Because they see the things that we don't see.
As long as you are okay not owning their
shit.
Because that's the challenge. It takes time to learn it. But we, especially women, we kind of feel the energy and the vibe
yes.
of the other people in the room. And so
all the time
when you've got somebody who's not feeling life the same way you're feeling life,
right.
it can be heavy. So you have to learn to release that
yeah.
and not own that heaviness. Otherwise it will take over.
How'd you learn to do that?
You know, I'm sure it was in a book somewhere.
Can Beverly Shapiro, the librarian.
You know, I don't know.
I have a home library and a office library and a car library. Who knows?
I really genuinely in my heart do not know. I need to figure
I'm
that out.
I'm getting there. I'm very close. And I'm working on boundaries.
Yeah.
Right? We love that word. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite word. I'm working on boundaries, and I'm also working on when I need something from someone, asking them for it. Very much like emotional. Like
yes.
I was having a moment where this week I had a happy hour, and this was the second week in a row I had had a work happy hour where I had Chloe and I had to ask, which again, I don't feel guilty asking my tribe for help with Chloe because that's why I have a tribe. It's where I live. That's why I live where I live.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I can get that assistance because all of her people are here. But I was just having a moment and I text Matt and I was like, I just need you to tell me that I'm a good mom. Because I was just like, man, this is the second week and like we're always rushing and going places and doing this and you know, I'm always overwhelmed and I'm always trying to go here and trying to go to work and trying to do this. Am I spending enough time with my kid and whatever? And I was like just radically honest with him. I was like, I just need you to tell me that I'm a good mom. And of course, like he's not where I'm at emotionally. So he's like, what do you mean? Did something happen? Of course you're a good mom. That's the last thing you need to worry about. And I'm like, okay, but that's not what I'm asking you for.
You know, after I've raised my kids, and so I can honestly say, and I think this is another thing I've said on the podcast before, but I really don't think, and so many people will disagree with this, but I just don't really think you can truly, first of all, we're all going to F up our kids. I was going to say, you can't really truly F up your kids if your kids are loved.
Yeah.
I really believe that. Like, you're going to say something stupid to them. You're going to do stupid things to them. I mean, I threw brooms at my kids. Remote controls, and I was aiming for the head. So there are, like,
there were no body shots here, people. It was straight
y'all,
head.
I'm telling you, like, I was not a perfect mom, but my kids love me, and they always knew I loved them. So I really think
they literally live within, like,
that
you know,
is the key to raising healthy kids. I really believe that is that they just know they're loved.
Well, they need that, like, grounded and home base.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what you provide.
Home is the safe place.
Right.
When you're not getting a broom thrown at
or
you.
Or a remote control.
Or a remote control. Whatever. You know, things weren't perfect. So
little details, you know?
So getting back to the why behind the solo trips, that was always kind of there.
Yeah.
Underlying, because I had a husband that wasn't exactly wanting
that's my
to
husband.
Travel.
Yes.
So, but I was going to go. If I wanted to go somewhere, I was going to go.
Okay.
Well, then the solo thing, 2020, pretty tumultuous year.
Sure.
A lot going on.
So much shit.
That was the year of Black Lives Matter, the COVID, the election. It was a lot. And so there was a lot of tension.
It was so much.
It was a lot. It was a lot. It was very heavy stuff. So, in the office that I work, there was very polarizing viewpoints.
Ooh.
So we had...
Also stressful.
It was just too much for me, man. I was just... So at home, I have a husband who's very politically minded.
Yes.
Who has very...
Strong opinions. Yes.
I don't.
Like, me neither.
I just don't.
Me neither.
I support the happy side of all the things.
And I like being happy.
I just, like, I really don't even listen to the news. Like, the world could implode and I wouldn't know. And Brad thinks I have my head in the sand. I'm like, that's fine. I'm like, whatever. Because I just don't want to feel it. But
why stress about things you can't change?
That's the thing. And Brad's like, well, you can change it. I'm like, what do you think you're doing to change things outside of going and voting?
Yelling at your television?
I mean, what are you really doing? You know, you're not really doing anything.
Right.
You're just bitching.
Right.
That's not changing anything. That's just bitching.
Right.
So anyway, at work, very polarizing.
So you have to like play referee and make sure.
I did not play referee.
Good for
I
you.
Just listened and I was getting annoyed because I didn't want all that negativity.
Yes.
And so Brad is at home with his negativity. These guys are right outside my office door with their negativity. And I literally shut down.
You're like, I'm
It was
done.
A Tuesday morning and I went out and I opened my door and I just said, I'm leaving. I'm going to Hot Springs by myself for the week. I will be working. So, you know, and this was kind of interesting time because it was July.
I know.
Most people were still remote for COVID.
Sure.
But our office was not.
Same.
We were back, and it was a choice. If you felt safe being home, then
we all just
stay
came
home.
Back in. Yeah.
If you want to come back to the office, come back. And everybody came back.
And you and I both work in small enough offices where it's like, it's not like a a 4,000 company.
No.
Yeah.
And it was really, truly, I know a lot of people here, like, yeah, the boss is in the office and we're just going to stay home. No, we really did. Like, if you want to stay home, we really did not care. It just people.
If you have your laptop, you can recruit.
Right. So I grabbed my laptop, speaking of, and I packed my bag that day and I hit the road and I went to Hot Springs for 5 days, 4 days. It was like 4.5. And I was like, Brad, that was the first time that I like went alone.
Yeah.
And he said, you're just going to go by yourself? And I'm like, yep. Like nobody's going with you.
Nope.
Can I? Nope.
Nope.
Nobody. And I got a little Airbnb in Hot Springs.
Was it lovely?
Perfect. It was so beautiful. I got a lot of work done. That was fun. I got to hike. I went to their little arboretum. I just did all the things. I even got like the duck boat tour. Like I even did tour stuff by myself. Like anything to just get out. That was my first experience of solo travel. And so I did.
So did you catch the bug? Did you get bit?
I did. And yeah. I came back saying I will do this every single year. And I will tell you, that trip, I did watch TV. That trip, I did go to restaurants.
Yeah.
But now I have a new philosophy around that.
Okay.
For solo travel. But I made a little note. I love
you keep looking at your phone. I'm like, I know she made a list.
I did. I made a little note this morning because I wanted to make sure
that we covered these topics because we go on rabbit holes.
That, and I just wanted to make sure that I conveyed the importance of this and why it's important to me.
Sure.
And when we start talking, I knew I'd like get in the car and be like, damn it, I didn't say it.
What does the back of your phone case say first?
When you can't control what is happening, control the way you respond to what is happening for you. For that is where your power is.
Look at you. Just living it. Just living everything you say.
That's not entirely true. These are reminders.
So I don't lose my shit.
These are reminders to live it. No, I am not perfect, y'all. I definitely lose my shit still, and it makes me so damn mad because I feel like I've made so much progress. So I wrote down this morning why traveling alone is a must for all women, why you must do it. And I'm not saying men don't do it too, but
maybe there is
a lack of independence that's kind of, you know what? I want to say something before I read this.
Sure.
I wonder too, if this is like a cultural thing for the South or whatever, because when I was in Washington last week, I've been in New York, I've been in LA. And when I go to all of those places by myself, without Brad, all of these places, San Francisco, without Brad. But one thing I notice is I do see other women traveling alone. And then I'm like, is this just like a Southern women thing? Like where they just rely on their husbands and they don't want to go?
Or is it just like a culture, like you said, like a cultural thing? Or is it just like a ignorance thing? Like
I don't know.
The women around us are not doing these things, then we don't know about these things.
Yeah.
But the women, like the places that you mentioned are like New York, San Francisco, et cetera.
Washington, yeah.
Right. These are very like, I hate to say liberal cities, but these are very liberal cities. So like maybe more feminist women are doing these things and we're in the South. So maybe. But
it could be. I don't know. But I just thought that was interesting that I saw a lot more of that than because people here, when I tell them what I do, they're like, oh my God,
They look at you like you have four eyeballs.
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, I can never do that.
And like, you're like, well you don't have to.
Well, or you should. So I wrote down three reasons why you should travel alone as a female. And the first reason is because it forces you to get silent. That's the biggest thing. And that for me, so my trip to Sedona, which I do want to tell you about. Do we have time for that? The best with someone, without someone, just, I know I said Hawaii, but like this, there was just some kind of weird energy in Sedona that I cannot explain. And it was just the coolest thing. I did go to a psychic. I want to share that with you, but
hell yeah,
it forces you to get silent. I had a plane ticket, so I was going to fly. And then last minute, I just decided I wanted to drive and I didn't really know why. I just felt like it was the right thing to do.
Sure.
And it was funny. I had a hotel, like a one I had already paid for in the middle of New Mexico because that was going to be the destination to get to night one.
Yeah.
But I just like, when I got to Albuquerque, I was like, I mean, I've never been to Santa Fe. It's an hour out of the way, but
why can't I just go there?
So, you know, I turned so I turned my car and I went up this little trail called the Turquoise Trail. And it took me into the mountains where there was still snow and just this.
Was it so beautiful?
Majestic, beautiful. And I'm there by myself. I have goosebumps just thinking about it.
I love it.
I remember, now I will say I was a little scared. At one point I got out of my car and I was alone, totally alone. And there was like a trail so that you could go see the terrain. You could just kind of see the geography, but what do you call that?
Like the landscape.
Yes, the landscape. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so I get out of my car and I'm like, there's nobody here. Am I going to get eaten by a bear?
I'm screwed.
Like, am I going to get eaten by a bear? I don't know. So I did, but I did trek up into the hills, not very far, maybe a quarter of a mile, and sat on a mountain and just sat.
Yeah.
And there's just something that is a silence.
Alone.
That's a different kind of silence. That's a different kind of silence than being in your home with the TV off. It's a different kind of silence and, you know, driving your car with your radio off.
Yes.
It's just a different kind of silence.
Right.
And I can't even express just the peace that you get from that. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, that might be the one thing is like, it might be a little emotional because you're going to really feel.
Yeah.
Whatever it is you need to be feeling in that moment, because there's no distractions. So I would say the number one reason is because it forces you to get silent. And then you got to kind of honor that. Like, I'm not saying don't turn the radio on.
Right.
I'm not saying that.
Right.
But I'm definitely saying turn it off.
Right.
You know, at some points I think you need to sit in the silence and just listen to the nothingness, because there's a lot of beauty in that.
Yeah.
And I even said, like, it gives you time to reflect, not dwell on the past,
right?
But reflect.
Sure.
Gives you time to plan for the future. And then it gives you a time to just be still, which is being in the now.
So good.
So that is why. Number two, it reminds you that you are the one in control of your life. Mm. Sometimes we need to be alone for more than just, you know, 3 hours.
Yes.
To realize that we are capable of making big decisions in our life on our own. Like, I'm in Albuquerque. I'm going to go to Santa Fe just because I effing want to.
Right.
Like, I don't have to look
over.
There's
no one here to tell me
right.
no.
You know, it sounds so simple and it sounds so silly, but when you are making decisions in real time like that and you are not consulting anyone.
Yes.
It's very liberating.
It's wonderful.
When you've got somebody in your seat, like your husband, and you want to, you know, do a quick, you know, 180 and go.
It turns into a whole discussion. It's a whole thing.
But we've got a reservation at the $80 a night hotel. Like, what are we going to do? We're going to fucking lose $80. Okay. Like, that's what we're going to do. So anyway, that was the second thing was just, it reminds you that you're in control of your life. You are an independent being. You can make decisions on your own for yourself.
Yes.
And I said, this is an important thing if you're married in a committed relationship and living with parents, because just by default, just by being a nice person,
yes,
you ask other people their opinion. I'm not saying don't do that.
A considerate person.
So it's just nice to get away for a few days where you are making all the decisions and you're not asking anyone's opinion.
So good.
The last thing I said, it really gifts you with the appreciation and the gratitude for the people that are in your life. Like, you're away from them for a limited amount of time.
Yes.
You know,
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I get to miss you guys.
Listen, y'all, that is a true statement. I love going away by myself. I love coming home.
Yes.
And I do miss Brad when I'm gone, but that doesn't mean that I don't want to go.
Right.
But it does give me an appreciation, and I can just kind of step back and say, damn, you know what? I really love you. I really miss you. So glad I'm gone, but I really miss you, you know?
So I'm glad I did this.
Yeah. And then I'd put just some little tips. Like, if you're going to do this, number one, do it.
Yeah.
If you're scared, that right there is the reason to do it.
Right.
And I'm not saying that you need to go for 5 days. Go for one night, which
right.
I don't think that's really long enough. 2 days is probably better. But if you're scared,
baby steps.
There's never been a better reason. Do things that scare you.
Yeah, so true.
But I said five things I said to do. One, turn off the music, the podcast, and just be in the silence.
Yeah.
Two, challenge yourself. To keep the TV off when you're in your, I get Airbnbs. I just prefer to do that. So I turned the TVs off. I do at this time. I didn't go to a restaurant. I went for breakfast, but at night
nice.
I cooked in the Airbnb. I kept the TV off. I did listen to music, but for the most part I was in silence. And then I put explore, go see things, yeah. go do things, but don't escape the aloneness by sitting in a restaurant because of all the clatter and clutter and chatter sure. and all that
noise.
Yeah. I mean, the first time, like I said, I did go to restaurants and I did go a lot of exploring and did like all the tour stuff.
Sure.
And in Sedona, I did some of that. But for the most part, I honored that just be still. And so I would cook at night in the Airbnb. Journal. Even if you're not a journaler,
yeah.
take it.
Yeah.
Take one. Because you're going to want to. When you're sitting there and you're silent and you're just going to experience things
yeah.
That might be a little foreign to you, you probably need to write that down.
Or things that have been like suppressed that yeah. you haven't addressed or even yeah. thought about.
Yeah.
Because you're so busy like taking care of your kids or taking yeah. care of your husband or taking care of your dogs or doing the laundry or doing dishes or going grocery shopping or whatever. Like yeah. the hustle and bustle of regular life.
Well, and I would encourage you, if you're going to do this and you're somebody who is not comfortable in the silence, take a book like The Untethered Soul or The Power of Now. Take a book that teaches you that the thoughts in your mind are of the ego and not necessarily what you need to be listening to.
Yeah.
Because our minds get pretty busy. Our thoughts get pretty busy. And you need to be able to decipher what you need to really be listening to. And you need to learn how to just be silent.
Yeah.
And shut your brain down.
I think that's why people don't like to meditate, because they don't like to be, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's hard. It's not easy.
Being so, quiet is not easy.
I think one of the best books, if you're not used to that, or if it's a new thing for you, The Untethered Soul is probably the
so
best
good.
One.
I think I've read it like 4 times now.
Yeah, I have two. Well, I've read it once, but I've listened to it multiple times because it's just so good. He actually has a new book coming out
okay.
this month. And I can't remember his name.
You gave me that book, by the way.
I give that book to everybody.
It's in my nightstand.
Yeah, I usually give it to anyone that I love. And if I didn't give you one, it doesn't mean I don't love you. It just means I forgot. So,
or I've already bought 40 copies, so sorry.
Yeah, but I would definitely do that. Eckhart Tolle has a lot of good stuff. The Power of Now is probably the best one. But I would encourage you or implore you to get, if you're not used to that,
yeah,
or that's a little foreign to you, get some help with that. I mean, because our thoughts get a little loud. A little crazy.
Yeah.
So now the trip.
Yes.
Nah.
Damn
so
it.
I get there. Oh, I have to tell you too, as I'm driving, because I told you I drove.
Do you like to drive?
Love, 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 love to drive.
Why do you love to drive?
Well, I'm a control freak. Everybody knows that about me. And I just like that my schedule is mine.
Yes.
And I can do what I want, when I want. I can stop what I want. If I wanted to take 4 days to get to Sedona, I could have.
Yes.
Well, okay, that's not entirely true. Because I had a retreat that I was attending okay. while I was there. So I had to be there by Tuesday. But I left on Sunday morning at 5 a.m. So I had plenty of time. But while I was driving, it was so funny. Like, I would stop and see the dumbest stuff. If there was a convenience store in a teepee, you bet I'm stopping.
I love it.
I got to stop for that.
I got to see it.
Not going to see that.
Why not?
Again. What the hell? There was a crater, I guess, in New Mexico or Arizona. There's a crater, like where one actually hit the earth. And I'm like, I didn't know that I was going to stop and see that. But as I'm driving, it's like, but see, the world's biggest crater. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm going. That sign worked.
Yeah. And Brad was so funny because it's right by Winslow, Arizona. And Brad sent me a text. He's like, you're going to stand in a corner, Winslow, Arizona. It's like an Eagle song. I'm like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. And then what else did I do? Oh my God, there's something called the Petrified Forest, which y'all, I didn't know what any of this stuff was. I was just Googling things.
Right.
And there's something called the Blue Mesa Trail. Right now, get your phones out and Google it. People, if you're listening.
Blue Mesa Trail?
Unless you're driving, please do not. But it was the most spectacular, serene experience. It was pretty, you know, I went during spring break. So there was a lot of people. I never felt outside of that one, like the turquoise trail. I did feel a little lonely. Like I could be eaten by a bear.
Incredible.
It is. It was just
breathtaking.
And I mean, there were so many moments where you would just stop and I would say to myself,
like, wow.
How is this my life? Like, what did I do right? How do I get... I think I'm
gratitude.
So, you know,
you're just so grateful.
Easy to please.
Me too. I'm so like, easy too.
Like, this is my life. This is amazing. And so that was a whole day. And then I get to Sedona, which was, I'd never seen anything so majestic. The way, I mean, I lived in Idaho, I've been to Montana and Wyoming. Yeah. And so I've been to some beautiful places. I graduated from high school in South Dakota.
Right.
So I've been to beautiful places, but this was just stunning. And there's an energy there. There are what they call vortexes.
Okay.
And they've done studies, like scientific studies, like there really is an deep amount of energy or like some...
Yeah, they take those like sensors or whatever and they can feel it.
Yeah, you got to read about it. But anyway, you could really, really feel it. So I did do a lot of hiking, but I went to something called the Sedona, God dang, what was the name of my retreat? Spirit Adventure. Damn. I can't believe Sedona.
Story of
Adventure. Something Sedona Adventure. And I'm so embarrassed that I can't remember the name of it because it was so wonderful. But what they do is they do an hour and a half interview with you before you ever go. And they identify like what would make sense for you. Like what are the things that you're trying to figure out or what are you studying or what are you worried about or what are you going through? Like, because people go for various reasons. Sure. Some go to, you know, they're on a spiritual journey and they're just trying to, you know, learn things. And then other people are like going through a divorce and they just need something to make them feel better. So they spend an hour and a half and just asking digging questions in and talking to you. And then they put together a 3-day practitioner itinerary. And so it's 3 practitioners a day for 2 hours per practitioner, one-on-one.
Wow.
One-on-one. So 3 days of therapy sessions, essentially.
Essentially.
With 3 separate people per day. So 9 in total.
Okay.
And these are, for me, it wasn't therapy because I'm not going through anything. So I wasn't like trying to deal with
resolve
anything.
Resolve some kind of trauma or something.
No, I don't have any trauma I'm trying to deal with. For me, I'm on a major spiritual journey that I've been on for probably 10 years. And so for me, it was just discovery, more of a discovery situation.
Maybe like how to be more in tune with yourself or whatever?
Deeper than that. It was even more, let's talk about what XYZ means. I'm not going to get into it on this podcast, maybe later.
Shapiro has layers, guys.
Well, we're just not going to talk about that.
She's very deep.
But I will say this. One practitioner, she is an intuitive. And so she said, you know, I really want you to go talk to a friend of mine. She's a psychic and a medium. And I really want you to go. So people, listen, if you have a problem with people talking to psychics or mediums, this is the time to go ahead and pause or put us on mute. Cause I did it and it was a great experience and I will probably do it again. So anyway, I went to see her. This is what's bizarre. So the lady connects me with her. So this is a lady who is a psychic and a medium for people in LA, like Hollywood types, people with a lot of money.
Okay.
It was kind of expensive. I will say that. It was like $300, which people are like, that's not that bad. I'm like, that was a lot of money for 1 hour. But anyway,
I pay $275 for therapy right now. I'd pay $300 for a psychic.
Well, and she was damn good. So
worth it.
I text her. The practitioner gives me her number, her text number, her cell phone number, and says, text her. She may not be able to see you because she's pretty busy. And, you know, this was like a Wednesday and I was leaving Friday morning.
Okay.
So I knew, or Saturday morning, whatever. So I texted her and I said, I want to get in. I know you don't maybe have a lot of time. And she immediately texted me back and said, I'm so sorry. I'm totally booked. I wish I could see you, but I can't.
Okay.
Fair. I totally get that.
Got it.
1 hour later, she calls me and she says, can you be here at 6 o'clock tonight?
And I said, yes, I can.
I'm like, yeah. She's like, Spirit said, I need to see you. And I'm like, oh God, I'm going to be such a disappointment. Literally, that's what I thought.
I'm really not that exciting. I don't have that much going on.
I am not kidding. That was the first thing that went in my head was like, oh no.
Oh my God,
I don't know what she's
so
expecting,
funny.
But this is all well. I'm coming. So I said, yes, of course. So I get there and come to find out her and her husband were driving to Phoenix that night to take a flight to somewhere. And they were delaying their trip so that she could meet me by an hour. And I was like, now I feel bad, right? Now
her
I'm like,
a champ.
Geez. Now, yeah.
Good job, buddy.
He hates me now, but anyway, I'm just kidding. So we go into this beautiful room. She's in a building, so she's not in her home. She has an office.
Okay.
And like she has a like
probably for like energy purposes. Like
maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, to get out of her
not to
home.
Bring work home, yeah.
And it's a very nice office. So this isn't even like, you know, those like strip malls.
Yeah.
And you see psychic. Like psychic and
or you see
neon light
with the eyeball.
this is not that, yo. This is legit. Like, you walk in, there's a receptionist or a receptionist desk. It's 6 o'clock, so she's not there. There's a waiting room and there's a private area. When we go into the private area, there is a fireplace and nice, so comfy sofas. And I'm like, oh, this is like legit.
I just love that you did this.
Oh, me too. So she sits there. Now, this was the funny thing. So she sits there and she looks at me and she says, do you want a medium read or are you looking for a psychic reading? And I'm like,
what's the difference?
Both? Well, I knew the difference, but I was like, I mean, I'm both. She said, well, that only gives you 30 minutes for each if you're okay with that. I'm like, I mean, I didn't even have this on my agenda, right. So I'm good with whatever.
Yeah.
So she says, okay. And she says, well, let's do the medium read first. This was so funny to me. So she closes her eyes. Like, I feel like I'm on the set of Ghost with like Whoopi Goldberg and
Patrick Swayze.
It's about to come into my body. Right. And she closes her eyes and she takes some deep breaths. And I'm like, oh my God, what have I got myself into? I really did think that. I'm like, this is the hokiest shit.
I love it.
So she opens her eyes and she's like, oh my gosh, wow. There are three people that really want to talk to you.
Oh my God.
And I said,
you're gonna make me cry.
I kind of knew who I thought it would be. I've had three grandparents pass away, so I assumed it might be them. And I'm still not completely believing all of this. I'm just like rolling with it, you know?
Like it's okay, cool.
She tells me, please only answer yes or no. Please do not give me any details. It's very hard for me to hear and it's very hard for me to decipher.
Everybody's trying to talk to her at the
same
time.
And she's like, it's not audible. It's not like I'm actually hearing voices.
It's like things.
It's almost like intuition.
Right.
So she's telling me it's very important for me not to give her any details. So she says, there's a mother figure here. She said, is your mom in the spirit realm? And I said, no. She said, this one is really coming across as a mother. She's like, I really, like, it might not be your mother, but she felt like a mother to you. And I said, that's my grandmother. And she said, she keeps doing like where she's putting you behind her back. Like she protected you. She was your protector. And I said, yeah. She's like, did she raise you? And I said, she did. My mom and dad were young and working and we lived two houses down. So I just lived with my grandmother.
Yeah.
It was just easier for the first 5 years of my life. Yeah. 7 years of my life, really. So I said, yeah, she was definitely my protector and she sheltered me from a lot of chaos that was going on in my life that I literally feel no trauma from because of her. So anyway, she came through and she said, wow, she just wants to tell you that she's so honored that Taylor has her ring. Or she didn't say Taylor. She said, what is your oldest daughter's name? And I said, Taylor. And she said, she's so honored that Taylor has her ring. And I said, her ring? And she said, yeah. And she wore it to her wedding and she just felt cherished. Well, Taylor wore my grandmother's diamond square, kind of an awkward like ring. It's very beautiful.
But she wore it.
Well, and that night before, my mom had given it to Taylor.
Did you know that?
No. I found out when I got in the car to call my mom. And that's when she said, oh my God, I just gave Taylor that ring last night. So no, I did not know.
Shapiro. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I'm straight up crying right now.
It was, you know, what's interesting is I did not cry. It was just so comforting.
Yes.
It's the best way I can describe it.
Yes.
Now looking back, I can cry about it. But in that moment, I was just in awe.
Well,
and
I'm
appreciative.
I'm selfishly
appreciative.
Crying because I could only imagine.
Right. No, don't go there. But I'll give you our number. We won't recover from that. Neither one of us. So we got to table that. Yeah. Oh God.
Sorry.
Okay. So I'm going to bring it back in. I'm going to keep telling you stories. So then she said, there's two birthdays. Y'all, this is my bestie. I love her so much. I'm not ignoring her. I'm trying to keep us on track. So, for her heart. So anyway,
and this podcast. Okay. Cause I cannot be a sobbing mess and provide entertaining content.
I mean, we can, we've done it. But anyway, so she says she keeps going, happy birthday, happy birthday. She said, there are two birthdays coming up. Well, my mom and dad's birthdays the next week.
Yeah.
And they are 2 days apart.
Of course they
and
are.
So she kept, and this is my mom's mom.
The exact same. Yeah.
Yeah. It's my mom's mom that's coming through. And so she's going, happy birthday, happy birthday. And then there were a couple of other things. Oh my God, April, I totally forgot. One thing she said is she said she loves that I put my big girl pants on.
Stop.
Yeah. And I don't know. Taylor and Kylie think that that was referencing the podcast.
But also,
but I don't know.
Who
I don't know if she was just.
But how cool.
She also said to tell Taylor that she was honored that Taylor has so many pictures in her home of her. And Taylor does have pictures all around. Of
all over.
Or used to. I mean, I don't know if there's
still... Well, she has them all over that wall. She has a whole, like, picture wall.
This is a little bizarre. She said that Micah is her friend, and he's not afraid of her, and she loves that she can come to him, and he talks to her.
Stop.
Which is interesting, because we can't understand anything Micah says, but kids Nanny can.
Believe, man. Kids believe.
Which is really cool.
They don't know any different not to know that it's real. It's sort of like that book that Signe's sister wrote. It's called Hand on the Mirror, or Hand
that,
in the
y'all,
Mirror.
That book, The Hand on the Mirror, is what
started
launched
this whole thing for
me.
Yeah.
Changed my whole life. Just because every chapter was about some different type of study,
yes,
which took me down a rabbit hole.
Yes.
And 10 years later.
Studying those studies.
Uh-huh. So here we are today.
Here we are today.
But anyway, so there was a lot. I have it all written down. Taylor made me promise when I walked in that I would write everything down, because I am the worst about remembering things to share. So, because I don't harbor stuff, I don't think about stuff. I just like, I'm when it's done,
I know.
You're like, okay, I'm done. So I don't remember. But anyway, I wrote it all down. So thankfully, I do still have that. And
so cool.
So many other very interesting statements that just really, there's no way she could have known. I have a, I never know what to say because I don't want people to think I'm a weirdo, but you know, maybe I just need to get comfortable being a weirdo. I do believe in spirit guides. I do believe in all that. And I think we've talked about that in the past.
Yes.
And so I have a sign. It's like a bluebird. And my mom's always like, there aren't any bluebirds in Texas. I'm like, a bluebird.
It could be any kind of bluebird.
It could be a blue jay. It could be a painting. It could be, you know, anything. It doesn't have to be an actual bluebird or whatever that flies in front of me and says, hi, Kim.
Right.
So, but that's my symbol. And my grandmother said, keep the bluebird. There's no way, y'all. No way that medium would have known
that.
Nobody knows that. Like,
right.
Nobody knows that.
That's,
but Taylor.
That's in here. Right.
And I mean, very few people know that about me. And so that's my sign or my symbol. And my grandmother said, keep the bluebird. Like, there's just no other way.
Oh, freaking cool.
So anyway, it was very cool. And she did say that she loves us all very much. She was sorry that she had to go, but she was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And she was very sick and tired.
Yeah.
So, but she said, this is a very peaceful place and she's very happy and just please be okay for her. So that's kind of how it ended. There was other things, but not... You know,
so freaking cool.
So then he went to the psychic reading, and that was pretty cool. He said I'd be in staff, or she said, what did I say? She said I'd be in staffing for another, probably till my mid-50s, and then I have another 30-year career, which we talked about in depth. I'm not going to talk about on here, but another 30-year career that will start in my mid-50s.
Hell yeah.
I know.
So fun.
All in all though, that the trip really, you guys don't have to go see psychics and you don't have to.
Should I do?
Go to Sedona on a spiritual retreat, but just get away.
Yeah.
Just get away.
Just go.
Just recenter.
Yes.
Maybe even just an afternoon in nature. Like just
something,
somewhere to sit
by
and
yourself
be
without
in
your
silence.
Phone. Like just go and do you.
Healing.
I will say the one time I traveled alone was when I went to go see my friend in San Diego, and it was like alone, but not alone, you know, because I flew there by myself. I was by myself, and then I went like and hung out and did things alone.
Yeah.
And I had lunch alone.
Yeah.
And I did like the things that I wanted to do alone.
Yep.
Like by design, because I wanted to be by myself.
Yep.
And I just had like the most fun I had ever had.
Yeah.
Like by myself. And I was just very like non-regimented. I was just, you know, kind of like, you're like, I'm going to go here and do this and whatever. That's exactly what I did. And it was just magical.
It is. And I'll tell you, I don't know, you know, what anyone, you know, it doesn't matter what your religious affiliation is or if you believe, if you're an agnostic or, you know, atheist. I'm a big, big, big believer in prayer.
Yeah.
And I really, there's just something about getting away and being alone where even if you are an avid prayer and you pray morning and night and, you know, I talk out loud to God all the time, but there's just something about being alone on these trips that you just, it's outright full-blown conversations.
Yes.
So it's not even just prayer. It's like outright conversations with God. And that to me is what keeps me centered. That 1 year trip, that fills me up for 2 years.
Right.
And then I just feel like.
But I just continue to fill my bucket and go every year.
Why not?
I have to. It's good for me. It's very good for me.
It is. Yeah. But that's kind of it in a nutshell.
I love it.
Yeah.
You're so good. I knew that you would be like literally perfectly timed too. You're just. This is just who you are, Shapiro.
Yeah, it's a, I don't even, like, it's not even planned. It's just.
This is just how I function, okay?
Like I said, I'm very, very regimented. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, thank you for sharing all of that.
Yeah, thanks for always sharing me to be on here. One day I'll come back on and share all the secrets. But
you do not have to thank me because you are, you know, a forever guest. You can come whenever you want and whenever I ask you.
I know. I was like, well, it will be my invitation.
Literally every time I ask.
I would never tell you no.
Perfect. Great.
I wouldn't.
Thank you. I definitely support and feel like all people, men, women, whomever, you mm-hmm. should all go and travel alone and go do things by yourself and just rediscover yourself all the time.
Yep.
And I definitely feel like after we get through this IVF shit, hopefully whenever I'm pregnant, that would be lovely,
mm-hmm.
Then I'll probably do the same thing and just go and just be and just do whatever by myself and then continue to have that habit. And I really love that, like, Taylor, your daughter, who just had her second baby, mm-hmm. she went and had a girls' weekend, like,
oh yeah,
a month ago.
She's going
with
in,
a 3 month old.
Yep. And she's going at, like, the end of May.
Hell,
and guess what?
Yes.
That baby
is
fine. Just fine.
Just fine.
By the way, like Taylor
would
say.
Oh, the baby didn't implode?
Nope. And like Taylor would say, daddy's got this. She hates it when people say, oh my gosh, he's such a good dad. And she's like, no, he's a dad.
Right. He's a regular old dad.
He's a dad.
He's a dad who takes care of his kid.
Yeah.
He's a dad who takes care of his responsibilities like every other dad
drives
should.
Her crazy because she's like, this is an equal partnership.
Yes.
Like, I might have birthed these kids, but like they belong to both of us.
Yes.
And like, you will be an equal parent. And they
are.
Live by that.
100%.
Hell yeah. Well, and he goes places too. So like next week he'll be in Vegas and she's home all by herself.
Perfect.
So yeah, I mean, it goes both
but that's
ways.
Why you use your system, your tribe, right?
Yes.
When those things happen.
That's exactly
which,
right.
I mean, I understand some people don't have that, which I can see how frustrating and like complicated that would be. But yeah.
You know, I will say one last thing, and I'm not trying to start any fights out there, but if you have a jealous spouse, like if your spouse says, no, you're not going alone.
Right.
You're not going without me. And I don't care if that's the woman saying that or that's the man saying that, whichever. Yeah. You'll need to take a real hard look at your potentially unhealthy relationship because that is not okay.
No.
That is, I might be a control freak, but I don't control other people.
Exactly.
I'm a control freak of
for
my
me.
Time. I'm a control freak of, you know, my system.
Schedule,
Brad calls
my life.
My systems at home. But I'm not a control freak of other people.
Right.
If somebody is controlling you, that is not okay.
And it can't last forever, man. I mean, eventually that does explode. It doesn't just implode.
I've seen people, like, their entire marriages be that way. And I just, like, older couples, I've just always been that way. And
there's a whole show. It's called Snapped.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No lie, man. So true. But I just say, just pay attention to that. Because that, y'all, that's not okay.
Right.
That is not okay for
and
somebody
it's less
to treat
you
like
you
that.
Than it is about, it's less about you than it is about them.
Yeah.
They have some
that
insecurity,
is an insecurity
or some, theirs
of
that they don't trust you to go. And, you know, we could go down this rabbit hole for hours. But make sure that you're taking care of you and honoring yourself and your needs.
Yes. And somebody else's guilt and someone else's insecurity
is not
you
your,
cannot
it's
own
not
that.
Your problem.
You cannot own that.
No.
Well, that's all I got, friend.
You're the best. I love you.
Love
Thank you
too.
So much for coming, as
Anytime.
Always.
Anytime.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode. Please, you know, find us wherever you would find us. We're on YouTube and every podcast platform. If you have any questions or have any comments, issues, concerns, rumors, gossip, feel free to send me an email at biggirlpantspod@gmail.com. And thank you.
Bye.